You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the 2018 Canadian Chevrolet Dealer Raider Dealer of the Year. That's four consecutive years. If you're looking for better experience and great service, check them out at Lakewood Chev, a better customer experience. Workout Wednesday brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca and they'll set up a program that works for you. Jeff Woods joins us. Jeffrey, how are you?
Pretty good. Actually, just in that moment, I was reliving the days that I had hair. And if the truth be told, Gregor, I had hair that went down to my shoulders. It was quite long.
Is that back when you were a sunshine boy in 1982?
83. It's close. And
83. Yes. My apologies.
Affirmative.
All right, were you sunshine boy of the year?
You know, Gregor, I was.
Really? Holy cow, that is awesome. What did you get for being Sunshine Boy of the Year?
Well, it was an all-expenses-paid trip for two to go to Hawaii.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Wow. It was good times.
Did you use it?
Of course. You think I'm just going to give that up? Of course. I took advantage of that. It was fun. Good time.
Oh, all right. Well, geez, we'll be putting that in the promo now. The Sunshine Boy of the Year, 1983, Jeff Woods. That is awesome. Now, Strutty was talking earlier about Fortnite, how a lot of these NBA players are addicted to it, and it's limiting their sleep, and they're not performing as well, and it shouldn't even start there. It's really for kids, and everybody in general, but for kids now, there's so many studies. Teenagers just aren't getting enough sleep right now, and that's becoming a huge problem.
Yeah, it has, Gregor, and it's not just for teenagers. It's adults as well. And a lot of it stems from attitudes, from adults, from their parents. Like, I'll sleep when I die. I'm a lot more productive when I'm awake. But the reality is this: a lack of sleep reduces productivity, and that's a fact. And a chronic lack of sleep, it just increases your risk of disease. It increases potential for obesity in both adults and kids. And the other thing that's kind of important here, and just to give you an example, some research I uncovered talked about where if you're only getting 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep for 14 consecutive days or more, like, you have the cognitive function or the mental awareness of someone who's legally intoxicated. So that sort of, like, mental fortitude, it leads to poor decisions all the time. So accidents are more probable. And again, just a heightened disease risk. So without good sleep, Gregor, your personal light, it doesn't shine very bright.
So now, teenagers specifically, is this like, were we getting enough sleep back in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s? Or is this been a long problem? And why aren't teenagers today getting enough sleep?
Well, it's becoming more a problem just because there's so much more that influences like getting a quality sleep. So some of the factors are maybe, it's a heavy school workload. You can see that the averages to get into university, for example, like the GPA, it's quite a bit higher than it used to be. So there's some stress associated with that. And every kid handles stress a little bit different. All the social activities, whether it's sport and just like, catching buses if you have to get to school early to practice for your sport at school, for example. Electronic devices, so your phone or your TV, that blue light in your bedroom is going to inhibit you from getting to sleep at a good time, or getting into good REM sleep, for example. Poor nutrition. And in some cases, it's parents that really don't have scope on like how much activity is appropriate for their child. They just end up keeping the kids too busy. And it's interesting for teenagers, Gregor, they actually have sort of a legitimate physiological excuse. Adolescents have what we call a phase delay tendency, which is the release of melatonin. It just comes a little bit slower than it does in adults, for example, and it takes them longer to get to sleep. And consequently, at the other end of the spectrum, like, they're working out or waking up later the next day. So they would probably be more comfortable getting up at, 9 or 9:30 and probably starting school at 10 o'clock.
So what do you recommend to solve or help with sleep patterns?
Well, it's pretty simple. Don't minimize the importance of sleep. Try and define like a consistent bedtime every night. And this goes for adults, too. And the average adult probably needs 7 to 8 hours sleep. A teenager needs somewhere between 8 and 10. And then the preteen, like pre-adolescent, they probably need a little bit more, even 10 plus hours of sleep every night. And try to get some exercise, obviously. 60 minutes a day reduces stress, induces the right amount of like physical fatigue to help you sleep at night. And something sort of interesting here, as I was kind of looking through some old research, there was a Stanford basketball study where they had members of the team, they had to take part where for 6 weeks, they had to get 10 hours of sleep per night. So pre-study, they tested all the basketball players for sprint speed, free throw accuracy. And it's funny, after the 6 weeks, after the 10 hours of sleep every night, in every single category, Gregor, they were all better. They were faster. They were more accurate with sleep.
Wow.
So proof is in the pudding. And that's pretty interesting statistics, isn't it? And the other thing, too, is that if you end up sleep deprived, don't reduce the importance of maybe getting a cat nap in the afternoon. Like, so if you can fall asleep for 20 or 30 minutes, that proves to be very beneficial. And don't rely on caffeine or energy drinks loaded with stimulants to try and stay up, you know, to study or whatever. These sorts of things are kind of linked to depression with long-term use. And kids and adults, you don't need to drink these things. And make time for breakfast in the morning. Prepare your lunch. Have a healthy diet. And, you know, like for kids, obviously, they're going to rely on their parents to help them out with those choices. But it's about preparation. Stay away from high fat, high salt meals, and just processed foods. These sorts of foods really don't do anything to help our sleep pattern. And like I was just saying before, there is actually a movement with some educators in Canada to try and delay the start time of school, mm-hmm. just so that we can have our kids be more productive.
In Toronto, isn't there a school that doesn't start till 10?
Yeah. Yeah, you have a good memory, Gregor, because I think we may have talked about that, and that's exactly where it was happening. They were sort of like a pilot project in Toronto. So it's kind of interesting stuff. It's interesting, too, just recently I came across a study or a poll that was done on Canadian sleep habits. So only 11% of Canadians sleep through the night. Quebecers considered the most restful, where they only got up 1.7 times in the night. And guess which province had the worst sleepers across the country? Any thought?
I'm going to say Alberta.
Yeah, you're right, pal. Absolutely right. We get up, Albertans, 2.6 times per night. And it seems like the average Canadian takes about 28 minutes to fall asleep. Albertans take 33 minutes to fall asleep.
And what was the reason why we're waking up so much in the middle of the night?
Well, you know, in this, I didn't exactly see, they didn't cite reason, but
okay.
And my call based on other research that I look at as it relates to sleep, the biggest drawback seems to be technology. It's the phones, the tablets in our bedroom, and we're just staying connected far too late, and we're not shutting down that blue light, you know, with enough time before we go to bed. So they recommend trying to sort of shut all the computers down and get away from that sort of thing at least 2 hours before you're planning to go to bed. And that seems to help.
Hey, Woods, somebody just sent me a picture of one of your Sunshine Boy shoots. Wow.
No, they didn't.
Dude, do you want me to tweet it out? Okay, good. You don't believe me? I'll tweet. Well, this one isn't. This, I think, was one of the – I'm assuming this isn't the one they used because you had a blazer and, like, a V-neck sweater and tie combination going.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the shot. The only person that has that shot – might be one of the guys at the studio, one of the trainers. And
I can tell you 100% not from a trainer.
It's not, hey?
Oh.
Well, that even makes it more interesting. But you know what, Gregor?
Was your hair real? Look fake. It's like
listen,
rug. Holy God. Like, you don't even have a forehead in that. It's just a coif.
It looks very much like David Cassidy, quite frankly.
Oh, geez. You know what? Boo, I am tweeting that out right now. We found a photo of it. I love it. Glad. Good for you, Woods. Sunshine Boy of the Year. Who knows? You win a trip to Hawaii. It's
cool. My only claim to fame. Hey, listen, one thing before we go here. If anybody's interested in this topic, Plakas and I are going to sort of discuss youth sport on the weekend on our Fitness Guys show at 9 o'clock. So we're going to tackle this, and overtraining young athletes is going to be the gist of the show. We've got a great guest coming on, but we're going to talk about how much is too much exercise? What's the right amount? How do you balance this as a parent? Like, where do we find good information about giving our kids the right amount of work? So it might be an interesting show, and I think we touched on it tonight, obviously, but Saturday we'll be able to tackle it with a little bit more diligence.
Jeffrey, appreciate it, man. Great insights. Some interesting stuff about, sleep is probably the one thing we overlook the most and is the one thing we can control. Yeah, it's hard to shut your phone off, but definitely the more sleep, proven, you'll be healthier, more productive workplace, education, athletics for your kid. It's better for everybody. All right, Woods. Appreciate
absolutely.
It, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gregor.